Gentlemen, ladies, we will reconvene the Taney County Board of Equalization. Our first order of business is we've been presented with a set of minutes from July 6th. If you would take a moment to look through those.
And there's the phone call.
We have the, is the call coming in, Donna?
It shouldn't be, but he may be calling to find out why he's not getting
his
call. Oh,
it just rang once.
We have, by the way, what's going on in my office is anytime you guys are late, we're getting phone calls in there, and my staff is just telling them that you're still dealing with the last person and that you'll call as soon as possible. So just to let you know that's happening.
Thank you.
Can't get on.
What website?
Yeah.
What is the maintenance so far?
Actually, let's if it's all right, let's put aside the minutes until we have the first opportunity and come back because we do have a call scheduled.
No problem.
And make that if that's all right with everyone. And if, is that the number I'm looking at up here?
530-887-1152. Anything different?
Well, my question is, that's different than what I'm showing on this sheet.
On what sheet?
What name are you showing on the agenda for the
Mahan
day?
Richard.
Yeah.
Am I looking at that wrong?
Richard, Robert, and
Susan. Oh, okay. I'm looking at Robert and Richard. Okay, so it's Richard, Robert, Mahan. Mahan. All right, sir, ma'am. Let's hit it.
I think it's Richard, Robert, and Sybil Mahan.
Can you call?
Can we call? Did I ask? Yes, no.
Please enter your account code.
Where's this parcel at? Where? Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had scheduled a conference call to talk about a property valuation appeal that you had made to the board. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
So your last name, Ron?
H-O-U-S-E-M-A-N. Let me let you know that the entire Board of Equalization is present, and we are here to talk about your parcel of property. Gentlemen, is this one that was affected by a change that was already made by the assessor?
Yes.
And what would that value have gone to?
69.9.
That's already listed here, though.
He could have already made the change. That's the new number.
That's the new number.
Have all the changes already been made?
No, they won't be made.
In the system?
No.
No, they're making them in our side. They haven't got them
on yet. It's showing a change.
This is reflected.
It could be, because we changed all.
And what was the value prior?
75.2.
Well, the County Board of Equalization, at the request of the county assessor, has looked at the properties in Emerald Point and have already made one decision regarding the properties out there en masse. So the first decision that was made was that the property that was valued at 75.2 has been lowered to 69.9. So that has already been made as a decision, but you are free to talk about this piece of property. The assessor and the county clerk are here with us. They're members of the board, and we're ready to receive any comments that you have.
Okay, I appreciate the ability to talk to you folks. It's very nice of you. My question is, in looking at the history of our purchase of that lot, each year, our property taxes increase. And then here comes, lo and behold, here comes 2007, 8, and 9, where and my taxes are raised. I don't understand what the logic behind that is when I have a piece of property and it's been on the market for over 5 years, and I can't even get a reduced price for it. I was offered $1 for the property. And so I don't understand how we can continue on an annual basis to increase the value of my property when the value is not there. It is not appreciated. It's not appreciating. And I'm sure you recognize that.
Right. Let me first delineate a difference for you between valuation and actual taxes. This board establishes the valuation or the value of the property and tries to set that uniformly with other properties based upon sales that occur within that general area. However, taxes themselves are levied by various political subdivisions, including schools, ambulance, fire, etc. The board itself doesn't have anything to do with taxes, and they have everything to do with valuation. But I'm going to call on the assessor to help me with the history of the valuation of this particular piece of property, and we'll start there if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't intend to, in my query, in my letter, I didn't intend to stir things up like this, but obviously anyone that has this property and has been on the market, for over 5 years, and I get one bid for $1, so here we are. How come? Not for the bid. I know what the bidding was all about. If there's somebody who's trying to outsmart me, if that's the right terminology, in procuring that property. My complaint and my appreciation of you folks talking to me is when we have a piece of property such as this parcel 18, lot 18,
give me a map.
Why is it I can't sell it, yet my taxes increase, and the reason I can't sell it is because people aren't buying, and the value and the market value has all but was gone. So from there on, listen to anything you folks have to say. Thank you.
Well, number one, let me first express to you, you haven't stirred anything up. That's what we are in place for statutorily, and we're here to be as fair as we possibly can. So everything within your letter is perfectly in line. And at this time, I'm going to call on the assessor to make some comments, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Mr. Mahone, we have a lot of sales, contrary to what you have been told. We have 9 sales in 2011, 17 sales in 2010, and 25 sales in 2009. And if we set those up on averages and medians and means, the median of that group of sales is $69,900, and the average is $77,273. And then, so we have equalized that whole subdivision at 69.9, the Board of Equalization has, down from the 75.2. And the increase in your taxes last year was solely to do with 2 levies that was voted in by the people, absolutely nothing to do with the assessor's office. They voted in a senior citizen's tax, and then they voted in for a college tax in the Hollister School District, OTC they call it, Ozark Technical College. So those 2 levies hit you at the same time last year, and which increased your taxes, but was nothing to do with your valuation.
Oh, while I'm
on
Just beside by the developer with me when I bought the property. The value would not decrease, but it's no secret. It's out there all over the place with numerous runs of defaults on payment and so forth.
That is correct.
So if somebody comes along and wants to buy your property, I turned them down because the offer was for $1.
I had 17 purchases out there in 2010 where you have been told there hasn't been any purchases. 17 purchases for $69.9 median. So there is a market out there, but it may not have came to you yet.
Okay. You folks are the experts, and I'm just a little taxpayer trying to keep it simple for water. I can sense right now, already in our short conversation, that this is going nowhere. As far as I'm concerned, it's going nowhere because obviously you've already made up your mind and you've quoted me some number like 69.9. Hey, that doesn't apply to my piece of property. And the average? What about it? The recession is here. George Bush really set us up.
Yeah.
I can see, I can readily see and recognize that this is just a formality we're going to do. We're not going to do anything about it. So,
actually, Mr. Mahon, is it Mahon or Mahon?
Mahon.
Mr. Mahon, we may or may not be finished with this subdivision. This board is going to continue to look at the values and going to continue to look at what we're hearing from the taxpayers that own property, not in just this subdivision, but other subdivisions as well. And we're not done with this yet.
Well, you see, there's something that's not right. When I purchased the property, it was under duress. The folks out there really have a fine, intimidating sales. Having said that, except my responsibility, and I'm the guy that bought the lot. But I guess that I will go to my concrete and two someday with this not being corrected. And then, incidentally, you're talking about the sales and so forth. I tried to get you some bids, and I was unable to get them because the people I went to said, well, they can't divulge that information because you have other people involved in the thing, so we'll lose our license if we go and give you the quotes on the property. So, here we are, right in the middle of the stream, where if you go ahead and cross it, it's horrible. If you don't cross it, you still feel
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
What I would like to request from the assessor that he send, if he's not been able to be privy to these
sales,
that James send Mr. Mahon a copy of the sales that took place out there so that he knows that this commission has looked at all the evidence and why we come up with the decisions that we made, and then that way he'll feel that, like, he at least knows what's going on in the process. And I think that's the fair thing to do with the taxpayers.
Okay, just one question. The properties that you took, into consideration, as well as the purchase, what phase were they in? I'm in phase 9, and I was told that phase 9 would get going here 3 years ago. As far as I know, phase 9 is not being worked on at the moment. So your assessor apparently took his averages from the highest priced property that he sold.
No, that's not correct, Mr. Mahon, because I took sales at $10,000, $10,400, $18,000, $22,000, but in the process there was just five of those sales, and then the sales jumped to 50, 60, 70, 80. I even had a sale out there in 2011, April of 2011, this year, a piece of property sold for $139,000, but it did have a lake view where yours doesn't have. But $139,000 down to the $69,900 that this board has agreed to is quite a differential in what the value of those lots are, and I think they have taken deep consideration on what those lots are valued at.
It doesn't show that in my
taxes that I pay. Mr. Mahon, we will forward this information to you. However, whatever decision that this board makes, we will inform you in writing of that, and we will also include the address and contact information for the Missouri State Tax Commission, which will allow you to appeal to them the value of this property as well.
I didn't ride in on a wooden horse yesterday, and it's obvious that the taxing of our property, that one lot, is not based on the value of the lots in the area in that particular phase. Are all these numbers you tell me about, the 69, are any of those lots within phase 9?
The only sale I had in phase 9 that I referenced to was for $89,900, and that was very late, November of 2009. Then the rest of the lot sales covers in phase 10, 11, and then back to phase 3, 4, 5, and 6.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of the association dues we pay, not doing anything in our particular phase out in our particular area, but we're still paying taxes. But I can see that I can see that this is going nowhere. So, what was your name, Ron?
My name is Ron Houseman.
Okay, Mr. Houseman. Thank you, folks, very, very much for giving this some attention.
Thank you for your time, and again, we are still looking at this and will continue to do so. Thank you, Mr. Mahon. He knows how to. James, is that a consideration that by phase? I've not thought of that before.
Well, it's like I've got a lot that's sold within a few lots of his that sold for $89.9.
Back at the end of 2009?
Yes. Then I've got lots the next block over that sold for $69.9. A lot of lots in that area sold for $69.9. And I have them listed here, even in 10. I have three lots sold for $69.9 in March and April of this year. That's the only information I can come up with. That's other information that was this information was volunteered to me by the buyer of the lots.
Donna, is our second appointment by phone also, or is it?
Yeah, it's that duty cell.
Just as a clarification, because the motion was all-encompassing, do you just apply the motion to this? Is what you're going to do?
If that's what you direct me to do.
I mean, basically, the new all Emerald Point lots now are $69.9 because of that once widespread motion. So I don't think we need additional motions, do we?
Well, not unless we come back and visit this and
because of
lower
a,
it.
Right.
I know that we're going to be looking at other political subdivisions that have lots that range from 35,000 to 150,000. And the $35,000 lots are trying to sell for 20. I mean, it's just, there's things that.
So at this time.
So right now, what we need is to incorporate on our notes that this was covered by vote thus far, and we're going to set it at, even though my computer shows it already changed.
You're going through it right now and making changes.
We've got them all changed.
Oh, okay.
He's working on 2012 already. So they're already updating 2012, but he doesn't have access to 2011. I have to adjust it in my
own. So what you're seeing is next year's. Yeah. He's making the changes, yes. So what we'll see is his changes as they happen.
But Donna has to make the official change in the BOE for it to be the 69.
Right.
I'm showing it 14,290, Ron. It's going to go to 13,281. Actually, 13,280. I'm rounding that last dollar up.
Okay, well, let me address that. Because mine already says that. The computer that I'm looking at says 13,280, land value of 69.9.
Melissa's pulling it from the book, from his book.
All changes that have been voted on here has been made.
That's what I...
They're
okay.
Sitting on the other end of this microphone and making those changes.
Then we can automatically put this in that it was lowered to 69.9. That's what my notes will reflect.
Okay.
Thank you. Gotcha. And we're going to call the next person. Whoop. Is that 1020, the last four numbers?
That looks like it to me.
Thousand Hills.
This is where?
Thousand Hills Condo.
Okay.
Ron, do you want me to make a note?
Please enter your account code.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Do you want me to make a note to enter that you might want to revisit this one?
It's going to be all about Emerald Point, we can say.
Okay.
Is it this Emerald Point, too?
No, this is not.
No, it's not that.
Where's this one?
Thousand Hills Condo.
Okay.
I don't have that sheet anywhere in my file, so. Is this one page? Don't call the lady.
See where it says 0.401?
Please enter your.
God, it doesn't matter. Okay. I'm ignoring you now. Get the balance, girl.
Hello? Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Southwest Missouri.
Yes.
And I am calling regarding an appeal that you made to the Board of Equalization.
Hi.
Are you ready to talk about the particular appeal that you've made?
I am
looking. Again, Donna, can we get to that here or should we look up here?
Just
on the board?
That's all you got.
Oh. Okay. And current valuation is, would you put that back up for me? 139,274. We are all present as a Board of Equalization and
okay.
sitting here, so you're on a speakerphone, and we're ready to hear your thoughts about this piece of property.
Okay. Well, I'm an owner over at the Legacy in Galvin Hill, and I do have my condo on the rental program. I think what's happened here is that the choices were it's not on the rental program or it is on the rental program. And I know that a group was formed last year, year before, sometimes recently in the last few years that came to your board. And last year it was reviewed and the valuation was changed on it. I'm looking at the 2010 valuation. And your board decided and went with a 45-55 split on the residential commercial and came up with a total of 25,202. I noticed this year when I got my notice, that was changed back and $11,000 was added back in, and now the value assessment is 46,740. That's almost double what it was last year. So I'm asking that there was a precedent set last year by the board changing of the assessment, and I would like to have that applied also this year.
Okay, gentlemen, you've heard what she had to say. James, could we have you address that to start?
Yes. What started that double value is whenever the Board of Equalization decided to cut the assessor's increase in half. So whenever they seen that your classification had went from res to commercial, unknowingly that they did it, you actually paid on half value for the last 2 years. That's why it was the 22-something you quoted. Then whenever this is the first opportunity the assessor has had to take that value back to where it should be. And we do have you on 100% commercial. And yes, there is some condos that had the 45-55 split by order of the BOE. And in that 45-55 split, there was a lot of determining factors. There was evidence brought in of how many room rentals they had per year, what percentage they had per year. It wasn't just done at a request. It was done with lots of information provided to the board to make that 45-55 split. And it all boils down to availability, not actual. Is the condo available over 50% of the time during the year, then it's 100% commercial.
Okay, so the change that was made that split at 45-55, why was that? You said they bought in information. Did you need that information again in order to make that change?
Are you the few legacies that Kerry Walden represented? Do you know?
I don't know the man's name. I'm sorry.
She was part of the deal.
She was on the legacy.
She's saying she was part of the deal last year.
I'm not opposed, but I would need that information. I don't want to do this with not having that information.
Do you need it just for my condo, or do you need it for my condo?
Yes, just for your condo. Just for your condo.
Just for my condo. So you want, nights rented, I can get you a lift.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need actual nights rented, but I also need, is it available year-round?
Well,
we just night rented.
I'll have to get that information for you. So what date do you need that for?
We need it to what it's going to be in January 1, 2011 through current. And then we need a representation of January 1, 2010 entire year.
Okay, entire year. Okay, I'll have to get that. Can I mail that to you?
Yes, or fax it. We need it as quickly as possible for the decision to be made. I'm not opposed, I'm not opposed to the 45-55 split, but there was more to it than other just saying we're going to split them that way. A lot of evidence was provided that, and I'm not sure the BOE made the right decision when they used, you know, on some timeshares, they used actual nights rented, and the Supreme Court case does not use actual, it's availability. It's nothing to do with actual nights rented. But we'll look at that evidence, and like I say, I'm not opposed to it because I was actually in agreement with the evidence presented last time on these condos.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So do you have a fax number?
Yes. You can fax that to the county assessor's office. It'll bring it into the DOE. And that fax number is 417-546-6840.
6840. Okay, I'll get that together as quickly as I can and get it to you, all right?
Okay. And like I say, we need availability also. I think our Board of Equalization may have messed up by not using availability instead of actual.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It was a unanimous vote, by the record, for the record.
Well, wait just a minute. Are you talking about a previous BOE?
Previous BOE, and we have some that has stayed the 45-55 through this assessment cycle.
But I need your... Is it an issue that they voted on, or you said messed up, which would mean mistake? And I'm.
They voted on this method.
Okay.
What brought it forward was we had timeshares going on claiming 2%. Commercial, 3% commercial, up to 4-5% commercial, but they were using their actual rentals. There was a lady came in and argued the case of actuals is what the Supreme Court said meant when they said available. Well, actual and available is two different words.
Right.
And I believe the Board of Equalization messed up by using their actuals to get that commercial value down to 2% and 3%. So, but when we came in with this 45% and 55%, we got into the availability of those rooms. Were they available less than 50% of the time?
And if they're available less than 50% of the time, then what happens?
We put it on at the percentage.
45?
And we were told that they were available 45% of the time.
And if they were available over 50%,
Over 50%, they're 100% commercial, is how the board had laid this out and how the Supreme Court had laid it out. And there was lots of argument, discussion. I shouldn't use the word argument. Lots of discussion. And this particular area that was put at 45-55 had their availability at 45% is where it came in at. And that's why it was settled on. But in the meantime, we'd made all those decisions as the Board of Equalization to use their actuals, and the Supreme
Court... Well, actuals are the times that they actually served a purpose as commercial. But Supreme Court said, go ahead.
Available.
Available, okay.
Not actual. That's in the Supreme Court decision. And we've wrestled that around for 5 years.
We need to see the legislation.
Yeah.
So is the... Is it suspected that we are going to have legislation that will guide in the future?
We suspected that for 5 years and was actually promised that for 5 years. And
one of the components that's changed since the last 5 years, our end, that was supposed to be working on the legislation.
Yes, the component has changed.
All right, is the next appointment we have, is that conference call also?
Yes. Jade Properties.
Where'd Walmart go?
They withdrew and apologized to me for even attempting to bring it.
So we should write down...
apology. You get the apology in writing.
Withdrew and then denied?
Forwarded to stand, if you will.
I was appreciative of it.
Well, they actually withdrew before we came in here. We just didn't update the agenda.
So I'm just going to take it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're right on schedule then, aren't we? Can we, at this time, since we have 5 minutes, gentlemen, go back and take a look at the minutes from day before yesterday, July 6th.
Hey, Donna, did you not put these in order? Who did the minutes?
Melissa did the minutes. They're probably in order by, I'm not sure how they're in order.
I don't think there is one.
It looks like they're in order by BOE number.
Okay. For our handy dandy spreadsheet's not that way.
Well, this is actually how it's going to print in the final book, so it has to be in BOE number. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're making your life a little challenging.
I'm gonna hold my. I'm gonna reserve my comments.
You better, cause I'm close enough to hit you.
I do show on 7-6. We voted on BOE number 0033 as the lowest number, and it's not on the 7-6. It was at a 9:45 appointment. I also show that we voted on 0032. If this is in numerical order, it's not in here either.
0033 and 0032.
Well, actually, let me start over again. We actually made a motion to deny the Brush Ridge Trust with, and those aren't the small, I'm sorry, those are the bigger numbers. But our
0033 is here.
But it should be the number one on the page, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, it's not in numerical order?
Oh, I thought it was, but I guess I see it.
All of the Brush Ridge Trust were denied, correct?
Correct.
That's what I have written. Let's see, which would be...
3-3 is on the second one. All right. I just thought it was numerical order. Okay.
How did you?
You know, Don, how hard, how difficult would it be to add on the daily worksheets what the total valuation was to begin with?
The total? It is right there. This top line, your beginning.
No. That's on the minutes.
You're talking about the worksheets.
I'm talking about our daily worksheets because as we go back to see what we did, uh-huh. We don't have anything to compare it to other than it just...
If you want to, you can flip back to your...
In here.
In there. It's in there.
No, I understand that.
I can talk to Melissa about seeing if we can expand it. We'll have to go to
it's okay. I just... I can do that, but...
Okay.
$2180. Actually, I can see your totals at the end, and it shows me if there is any change, so...
Yeah. Shows your beginning amount, ending amount.
That works.
Just to let you know, part of our process is Christy checks me, and then the assessor's office sends over a printout from what they've adjusted in the tax book, and we are comparing that as we have time.
This is from Wednesday's deal, isn't it?
That's not from yesterday.
Yes.
Right. Jim, I thought you had a...
I haven't got there yet, boss.
Nay vote.
I got to look in here. I'm just following through right now.
We do have a nay vote for you. I can't remember what it's on.
I had two of them.
Two?
I remember one.
How shocking.
He changed his mind on that one.
I don't think I changed my mind.
Yeah, when he got the quote, whatever the figure was.
Christy, are these just where decisions were made? For example, what about the ones that we held?
No,
They're not on there.
They won't be on there. You're right, Ron. These are actually, what I'm doing right now as we're talking, I'm entering in your motions and I'm adjusting this book. As I do that, it's creating this. So anything that you're held, that you're holding, if you make a comment about it, she's recording that on a different sheet of paper. We're not going to have time to get that ready for you each day. But we will have each motion you make on an individual property and where you make an adjustment or just deny it.
Yeah, and that's not
on BOE 3-7. I mean, just to be consistent.
Tell us what page you're on.
On page the second to the last, on the Shedran properties, I believe the motion was because the assessor, I think, came up with some reasoning on the second to last. It's Sheridan.
There's two right in a row.
Sheridan?
Yeah. It wasn't, I mean, we're just being consistent, but I think it was your recommendations what I had. Is that correct?
On what is it?
On the motion to reduce. We were trying to be consistent, right?
Right, and if you say that, I'm trying to put that in here.
Yeah, and I put it in my notes that it was the assessor's recommendation, because sometimes it's an individual recommendation or it's a motion to deny, right. And I put some notes in, and that was...
Sometimes if he makes a recommendation but you don't include it in the motion, I don't put it in there. If you include it in the motion, then I do put it in there.
Okay.
But and if you have it in your...
Does somebody else make that note? Because I didn't have that here. I just had... And I try to put recommended by assessor.
I had it in my notes.
Okay.
Yeah, go get your note.
Sheridan, next to last page.
Because I don't... Minutes. That was be in there
3-7 and 3-8 is the BOE numbers.
Well, 10:30 was the time. It's probably easier for us to look at it that way.
6-0.
Top of the page.
I wrote down for James Lowell
63.5. So, okay, you got it also? So we need to change that.
Did we do the Emerald Point total vote yesterday?
It was yesterday, not this day, it was the next.
Yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
Jim, I don't have any no votes for you on Wednesday.
I'm looking here.
Are you
feeling
all right?
It was yesterday, wasn't it, Jim?
I know I did. I had no vote yesterday, one or two.
Yeah, but you don't have those minutes yet.
And I'm not looking for those minutes yet.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know why you
if you have it on that day. You have it on your notes, though, wouldn't you?
On 7-6, can we go back on the Bruce and Ramona? For the 345, I had hold for Emerald Point discussion, and we had that discussion. So we could change that in our notes, couldn't we? It was a 345 appointment.
Oh, you called
Wednesday.
Him back on 3. That is yesterday.
Wednesday.
Okay.
He says a recommendation.
July
6th. You didn't put it in your motion.
Okay. We're going to add it to the motion.
Wainer.
I don't have a
Wainer.
So much faster if these could be in order.
Okay, we'll come back to the minutes again. I'll go ahead and make the next call. That's all right. Who'd we have? Jade?
I know, but it would just be faster. It just took us 8 minutes to get it through.
Take us to the Jade Enterprises.
What's
the
last one?
He's here to cry. He's here to be entertained. He's evaluating your position as a board member.
Yeah, he's here to be entertained.
The show was yesterday.
Day's not over yet, guys.
Mr. Chairman, when you go to dialing these numbers, as you can see, these are the same as the last. They're looking for the 45-55 split that they got in 2009. Down on his reason. And the next three in a row is that way, I think.
Well, are they going to have to send information in? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it looks like this one's got an attorney, Lori Johnson.
Who am I calling? The number that you've highlighted?
Yes.
Is there a extension? Okay, 374.
please enter.
Thank you for calling Camera Enterprises. If you know your party's assistance.
And I'm asking for
Lauren Johnson.
Lori, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello.
And we have a conference set up with you to chat about a parcel of property wherein you made an appeal for Jade Properties, LLC.
Okay. Yes.
And you are on a... Lost my head. We have you on speakerphone. And you're with the entire Board of Equalization, including the assessor and the county clerk. And
we... pressure on me.
No. We are ready for you to go ahead and chat about this parcel of property, if you will.
Okay. Please be patient with me. This is the first time I've done this myself, too. So I thought somebody else was going to take care of this. But... it's my understanding that for some reason this year, this property got classified as 100% commercial, when in fact it's actually 45% commercial and 55% residential. So it's my understanding that I'm appealing the classification there that you have.
Let me, if you will, have the assessor address that.
Okay.
Yes, Lori. I understand the situation based on the 2009 BOE, but that was there's going to need to be a little more information filed in here for 2011 on the availability of this condo for the nightly rental program. It was based on availability in 2009 where the 45-55 split came about, not actuals. We had a representative of this board that's not here any longer had argued that actuals is what the Supreme Court meant when they said the word available. But
okay.
But he's here no longer, and so we're going to relook at the availability use of these condos and try to determine. Now, I've got the previous hearing before you came in here. They're faxing me the availabilities ASAP because we've got to get it into the hearing process. To determine whether it's a 45-55 split.
So what do I need to provide?
How many nights on an affidavit of some kind saying it's available 45% of the time?
Okay.
Not actually rented 45% of the time, and which I know it's not actually rented 45% of the time.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Okay, so you need an affidavit saying... showing that it's available 45% of the time.
Yes, to keep it at its current level.
At its current level. Okay. And what do you want me to fax this to?
417-546-6840.
Okay.
Is the assessor's office, and we'll turn it to the immediate attention of the Board of Equalization.
Okay. And so today, for sure, is Monday okay if I can't get it today?
Oh, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Did you want...
All right. I will get this as soon as I can then.
That'll work for us. Thank
okay.
you.
And if I have some more questions about it, is there one of you specific that I need to contact?
I think you should call the county assessor and he'll give you his phone number.
Okay.
Our phone number in our office is 417-546-7240.
All right.
I understand, for appeals to be made. This is just providing information we've asked for.
Right, but it all needs to be done by July 30th.
Right. The county clerk just reminded me that the deadline for BOE is at the end of this month, so the sooner you can do this, will be helpful. Thank you.
We will get right on it. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too.
James, I have a question for you.
Yes.
The previous person you talked to about providing actual nights, Now it's affidavit. Is both work, or is affidavit waiver?
Okay. Word, but coming from an attorney, I thought I'd use that.
Well, you know, I looked at that, and it doesn't say attorney. It says she's treasurer for Jade Properties.
I think that's the same girl that come down with Gary.
With Gary
Mold, Walden last year.
We'll put that back up on the...
I'm looking at it here.
Well...
Thank you.
You can have a very big tray.
Isn't he sweet? Did Jim?
Did I made his by accident.
She signed it down here, treasurer.
The cream. You want one?
Yeah.
Black or white?
Cream?
What sugar?
No, no sugar. No. Just keep your finger at it.
I don't want none. Don't bring me in. Well, you look good up there, Candlestick.
Mr. Chair, Nathan didn't get his memo on the solid shirt day. He's one day behind.
But he did dress for yesterday.
Yeah.
No, today I wore stripes anyway. I didn't know which he was. I just covered it well.
It doesn't say she's in silver.
All right, what is our next? Is it Jerry Thompson? Is that what I'm showing?
It's the same thing, I think.
Is she
not? No, it's not what my next one says.
Yeah, it's Legacy Condos.
Kathleen D. and Jerry D. Thompson.
If you ever see previous president, Dick, page 45. These are the four or five outliers that, outlying properties that Carrie had brought in.
Is that 865?
It's like a 9.
Whoop.
I think I could trust Jim to bring my coffee.
I'd make Nathan take first. Yeah.
You'd be the sick.
I'm coffee. I'm approaching court.
You did Jeff to take first.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Your call cannot.
I take it it's not a 9.
I believe it's an 865 number if it's in Springfield.
It's an Iowa.
It's oh, is it?
This says 515-965-0652.
No, that's more than McNally.
You need to talk. I'm sorry.
I'm trying the 9 again.
Please enter your account code.
Couldn't possibly be a mistake on my part.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mrs. Thompson.
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman calling for the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And you have an appeal on a parcel of property before us. Are you willing to talk about that at this time?
Yes.
You are on a speakerphone with the Board of Equalization. All are present, including the assessor and the county clerk. And we are ready when you're ready to chat about this particular parcel.
I want to go to a different phone, okay?
That'll be fine. Yes. Okay. That's not here.
Ooh. 20010702.
Yes, we. I can barely hear you. Are you still there?
Is that better?
A little bit. That's okay.
Okay.
There you go. We're talking about a parcel of property that's at the Legacy at Thousand Hills Condos?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, I can hear you fine now. Go ahead, and your comments are?
Well, I just was concerned about the increase of the assessment. What causes an assessment to go up?
Okay, well, first, let me express to you that you are one of four people that we have scheduled for appointments this morning that basically fall in the same category, and I'm going to let the assessor explain this particular parcel's assessment. James?
This is a parcel that had been set at 45% commercial and 55% residential in 2009, and without further information, my office had put them on at 100% commercial. I guess the first question would be, are you in a nightly rental program?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And the other three or four people that had these has called in, we would need to know that your property was available at 45% of the time to be able to uphold the 45% commercial, 55% residential. Now, if your condo is available 60 or 70% of the time, it will have to go to the 100% commercial value. And that was what was argued discussed, I apologize, I shouldn't use that word, in front of the Board of Equalization in January 1, 2009 by an attorney, I believe, that had your condo. So we would need something from you stating that your condo is just available at 45% of the time.
Would be the percentage you figured on how many nights it actually was rented out.
No, we don't use actual because the Supreme Court used the word available.
Available.
Yes, and if you, the letter that you sent back to me would have referenced the word available, not actual.
Ma'am, if we receive an affidavit from you stating that yours is only available 45% of the time, they will consider moving this back to the 45-55 ratio. Otherwise, it will remain at the 100% ratio of commercial. So you need to, in fact, if that is the case, put that together and fax that to the assessor. And his fax number is
417-546-6840. And we need that at ASAP, please.
Did you get that number?
Yes, 417-546-6840. And this has to state that the condo is available 45% of the time.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jim. Not actually what, because it doesn't, we don't rent it that many nights a year. You know.
I understand.
No.
What the assessor is telling you is that the Supreme Court has entered into the conversation here in the state of Missouri, and we need to have that on file, and the assessor will take the appropriate action based upon what you send him. My assumption is that it would revert to the appraised value that it was last year. Is that right, James?
That's correct.
What was that?
I don't have that on. I don't have that split out here because it was a BOE action of 2009 and 10.
I can express to you that this, if it, residential properties are assessed at 19% of actual value, commercial properties assessed at 32%. So a little less than half of your value would be assessed at commercial at 32 and the balance would be at 19. So I think it would be significant.
And I would ask, just simply, what do you feel, you never put on here what you felt like the fair market value of your property was. Do you know what you believe it is?
Not really. You know, I'm not living there or anything. Not going.
Well, we've got the property valued at 146,000, basically.
Well, the way things are today, that would be high. Because we did put them on the market and tried to sell them, and the value just wasn't what it used to be.
Good.
But I think it was just the time, you know, the economy was so bad.
Okay, now are you talking about two condos or more?
Well, you know, I don't know what the this is our condo we have at the Legacy at Thousand Hills.
Okay, just that one then.
Okay.
I have two other properties.
Well, thank you, and we'll look for that information.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Good.
Sorry. I was multitasking, and you were doing a fine job at it. Multitasking for me is the ability to mess up multiple things at the same time. My pastor has a sermon on that. He's in the same theory. He can do everything bad.
What's
the Lambert, is that right?
10:30?
Yeah.
Can I go back?
It didn't print on your agenda, but we have Marcia
McNally.
That's it.
It's the same deal.
The very same thing.
I believe so. You want me to take that? Mr. El Chairman,
I got it.
Oh, he's going to look at the big screen. It's bigger print.
216.
7740.
Please enter your account code.
Jane, you can get him off in 5 minutes. This is yours.
Hello.
Is this Marcia McNally?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron House with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I have you on speakerphone with our Board of Equalization. You had appealed an assessment on a parcel of property, I believe, that falls in the Legacy.
The Grand Legacy.
The Grand Legacy at Thousand Hills.
Uh-huh.
And we are available to hear from you regarding this valuation.
Okay. I don't even know. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. So I don't even know what would be good for me to say in my benefit.
It's the same thing.
As far as figures, or the thing is, my place doesn't rent 100% down there.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, because we've had three others that fall within this particular area that we have just taken calls with as well.
Okay.
And they're... The real difference is that there was a procedure that was utilized last year and the year before, I believe, to assess properties at 4555. And because of terminology, because of involvement with the Supreme Court and definition of a word, the assessors have increased the values of those properties to 100% commercial. And James, tell me if I might as well just let you explain this. But
yeah, and what we need from you, Ms. McNally, is just a statement stating that your condo is not available over 45% of the time for nightly rental. If it's available 50% of the time or above, the Supreme Court calls these 100% commercial property in their statement. If it's less than 50%, then we can apply the percentage. Now, that's availability, not actual. And that's where we've got in trouble with the interpretation, is actual versus
available. When you say actual versus availability, are you stating that whether or not it's 100% available or if it's only available 55% of the time? Is that what you're saying?
What he's saying is, if you will send us an affidavit or a statement stating that this is only available 45% of the time, your assessment is going to go down.
I can't lie.
Love it.
You know, I'm not going to make a false statement.
Okay. Your condo is basically available all year for nightly rental, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. And I can't lie. You know, I'm not going to lie for anybody. So...
Well, it is
available, but my thing is, just like this year, I have not had one penny of income, not one penny, and I have been out money, and now I'm going to be out more money. Last year, I didn't have my person to show you papers that I lost over $4,000 on it last year. It just keeps going downhill, and I know this isn't your fault. When I say down here, it keeps... The rental of it is not 100%. And I don't know if I should take it off the market or what.
We don't want to try to influence you on that, ma'am. We just have to set a set of rules and abide by those.
Would you?
The only way it's going to change is if I want to make an affidavit statement that it's not available 100% of the time.
What I want you to do is to send me a statement that you didn't receive any income on this property during 2010, and that's different than what the assessor has asked, I understand, but I would like to have that for my file, if you would do that.
When you say no income, I'm saying with the expense against it, I want to...
Oh, I see. I see. So you did rent it some nights?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Did you rent it over half the time that it was available?
No. I can give you the days it was rented. How many days it was rented.
Have you got a general idea as to what that would be? Without having to compute that?
Probably, I got it right here. I think it was about 16 nights.
I'm
not mistaken. 16.
Yeah.
So, wait just a second. I have a paper.
No, that's okay. Do me a favor. I want you to fax to the county assessor's fax number how many nights from your report that this particular parcel was rented.
Okay. And I'm wrong on that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I made a mistake. It was 127 nights they rented.
Okay.
I've got the statement right here.
That's,
okay.
That's less than 45, though.
I still would like you to forward that to the assessor's fax number, which is 417-546-6840.
Okay, because it's available 365 nights a week. And
that's a lot of nights in a week.
Huh?
I said, that's a lot of nights in 1 week.
No, not 1 week. For the year, it's available 365 days.
No. Let me tell you that we're going to make a decision on this particular parcel property, and we're going to send to you in writing what we have done If you're not happy with the board's decision, you can appeal to the State Tax Commission. We will forward that information to you as well. But
okay, so you want a statement of how many nights last year and how many nights this year?
No, just last year. Oh, do you want it this year as well? Do 2011 as well.
Okay.
And
how
then,
many nights? Because I can do that. I have stuff that I'll have to do a little bit of quick work, but I can do it.
Could you send that to us in the next 3 or 4 days?
Oh, I can get it to you by tomorrow. So 2010 and up to date for 2011.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, sir. And give me your name again.
My name is Ron Houseman, H-O-U-S-E-M-A-N. The assessor's name is James Strahan, S-T-R-A-H-A-N.
S-T-R-A-H-A-N?
Yeah, N.
N, like in, oh, okay, Strahan, okay. And just put it to your attention or his attention?
Put it to the assessor's attention, James Strahan.
Okay. Okay, I'll get that done and tune in tomorrow. So, and I want to repeat that number, 417-546-6840.
That's correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
And I hope you can benefit me. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are we at a point where we're caught up and could take a short break, Chrissy?
Yes, the next appointment is at
10:30. Let's stand in recess until 10:30.